Our faculty and staff believe in work, hard work, and they truly exhibit a spirit that is not afraid.
War Eagle.
There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
We're about excellence and innovation.
There's something about this Auburn culture. There's something about this Auburn family.
I believe in Auburn.
War Eagle.
And love it.
We're a football school, but we're also an everything school.
War Eagle, Auburn fans, and welcome to the Everything Auburn podcast. I'm your host, Auburn Communications Director Preston Sparks, and this is the place for learning all about the amazing people, places, traditions, and work, hard work, that sets Auburn apart from the rest. Seinfeld was a show about nothing, but this is a podcast about everything, everything Auburn. With this segment, we're going to take a look at a relatively new center at Auburn that's focused on opioid research, education, and outreach. We have with us Dr. Karen Marlowe, Sterling Professor and Director of the Center for Opioid Research, Education, and Outreach, which is known as COACH and is based out of Auburn's Harrison College of Pharmacy. Today, we'll be talking about how COACH is seeking innovative solutions in better understanding substance abuse disorders and focusing on detection, prevention, and treatment. Really appreciate you being here on the podcast, Dr. Marlowe. So let's start things off by having you first talk about how COACH started and maybe detailing some of its core goals.
So COACH started with a group of researchers who had a goal of trying to find work around the outreach we have. So the title of COACH is the Center for Outreach, Research, and Education. We were working together around the problem in Alabama, which is around education needs, outreach needs, but also trying to find what are the solutions. We know that it affects everybody in Alabama. It affects us in different ways. And so if we can put people together talking about how it affects them, we can find new solutions. So the center is really about doing that in different settings, through education, through events we put together, through different research solutions, and we continue to find new solutions working with our stakeholders.
You know, we hear about opioid abuse a lot in the news, sadly. Tell us about some of the recent efforts of COACH to combat some of those pressing issues.
We do things like educating healthcare providers about prescribing, about ways they can prescribe more conscientiously. We also do things like education in our school systems, both with teachers, but also with children. We've also worked with community members. A lot of people don't realize all of the different substances. We hear about opioids, but there are many other substances that people don't realize are being abused or misused in our communities. So we do education, but we also have education on our website. We produce videos that can be accessed at any time for our community members, but also our healthcare providers.
Let's talk now about how important it is to have some of the partnerships you mentioned, local, state, federal stakeholders.
Right. So through our work, we've worked with organizations like Alabama Department of Public Health, the Alabama Department of Mental Health. We also work with community governments and with different school systems, and trying to make sure that they have the resources that they need, and whether it is things like the education efforts we've done or things like toolkits we've put together so that they can do things like train the trainer at the system level. Education should be just in time when they need it. It's about those big events like big education days, like a summit that we put on, or it may be when they need it at the moment they need it.
Really love, too, how this reflects the land-grant mission of Auburn University. Again, it's a great example of that out in the community. So let's kind of delve into now sort of the problem of opioid abuse, both in the state but the nation as a whole.
It's really grown, and so we see every year that figure is staggering. And the numbers of disability, the number of deaths, it's changed from a problem of prescription abuse. And that's where we really started with some of the work we were doing with our targeted education. To now we're seeing those changes to what you hear about in the news, the abuse of drugs like fentanyl. We're seeing new agents, which we try to change as those trends change. But we know in Alabama that we're having thousands of people abuse agents like fentanyl, the new agents like xylazine and some of the ones coming into the news, getting newer attention. And so we try to make sure the education we're providing is keeping our prescribers up to date, keeping our community leaders up to date, so that we can make sure they're ready to deal with the epidemic.
Yeah, it's definitely a major issue the state, the nation is facing. And more specifically, tell us how Auburn is addressing the issue in the way of research specifically.
So one of the things we do specifically as COACH is make sure that the education we're delivering is effective. In some cases, we need to do these big events and try to reach as many people as possible. But we know that some of the biggest hot spots for overdoses are actually in our most rural communities. And so those big events may not reach some of those most rural communities. So by delivering some of our education on our website, making it available, also by going out and delivering smaller events, like we have some events coming up in April that we're going on the road with, we're able to take it out to the communities, deliver it to rural practitioners, go out into the smaller schools and deliver it. We take some of our pharmacy students with us. We're able to make sure we're reaching some of these, and we follow the overdose maps. We follow the maps that show the highest prescribing communities. So we make sure we're targeting where that most need is.
That kind of ties into my next question regarding outreach and education. That's a core goal, right?
It is.
Of the center.
It is. We are able to make sure that we continue to follow that outreach and education and that we design it. A lot of our research is making sure that it is the appropriate types of outreach and education. It's what Alabama needs. It's what our partners, our stakeholders, whether it's those agencies need, it's what the communities need, and that we're matching it to what the trends are.
Tell us about any upcoming COACH events that might be taking place the public should be aware of.
Sure. So we just completed our large summit. We do one of those annually. And so we'll have another one of those in 2025. We do smaller events. We have several in April that are directed at educating about the prescription drug monitoring program. And we have several of those. Those are for anybody who's a prescriber, or that would include nurse practitioners or physician assistants. Any of these events can be found on our website. So we have a tab on our website that lists all of our upcoming events. It also lists events for our partners. So we have several partner organizations around the state. So anything related to substance abuse, misuse, or provides education for our partners, that'll be listed.
So we've talked about partners in the community a good bit throughout this discussion. How can those who are maybe out there in the community get involved with COACH?
Contacting us through our website, auburncoach.org, is the best way. Typically, if it's something we can help with, we'll set up a meeting and we'll evaluate the need and either refer to one of our researchers, our faculty researchers. We work with other collaborators across the university, but we also work with other partners across the state. And so sometimes we'll put people in touch with our other partners as well.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners?
I think sometimes we think this won't affect us. And the reality is substance use disorders are in all of our communities. They're touching all of our families. And so getting an education, being aware of what's going on in our communities is important for all of us. And so I just encourage everybody, if they have a moment, to visit our website. We have a section of information for community members, and just encourage people, take a minute and get educated.
Well, thanks so much again, Dr. Marlowe, for joining the podcast and enlightening us on all things opioid research, education, and outreach. We really appreciate it and hope everyone listening learned a few new things and grew their knowledge of everything Auburn. Make sure to check back on our show for future episodes as we continue to look at everything that makes Auburn so special. War Eagle.